Welcome to Firehouse Confessions, Episode 5. What happens when you lose the innocent? Life moves with a certain rhythm. There's a certain order to things. And whenever you experience a call in which you experience the death of a child or an infant, everything seems out of whack. It's unnatural. It brings a sense of chaos to life. You certainly don't want to get used to death. You do. You become numb to it whenever you're talking about an adult. But children, however, it is just out of order. A child is not supposed to die before the parent. And so, when you witness such things, as a child dying from a sickness, a very bad car accident, or act of violence, it weighs on you. Especially as you get older and you have your own children, you begin to internalize, are you truly capable of keeping your child safe? And sadly, sometimes you're not. And so that is a very dark part of the job, dealing with the loss of life whenever you're facing, children or, young adolescents or infants. And so I have a special guest today, my friend, Tion Griffith, who wants to share such a call. And so, without further ado.
Tion Griffith, TianGriffith. One of the toughest calls I've ever had to deal with in my entire career happened at about the 10-year mark. Involved in children, two children, that were lost as a result of being murdered by their own uncle. An argument that we found out later started over our microwave, or who could use it first kind of situation. The kids wanted to warm something up and uncle wanted to do it more. And there was a history of mental instability in his past. And on that day, he decided it would be fear in his mind to murder his two nephews. One of the greatest lessons I would think I would take back from that, as lessons learned, would be definitely keeping my rookie out of the environment. When you can tell how far the call's gone negative, sometimes you want to as a senior person, enter that room and assess that situation, even though you're trying to provide care. Sometimes on this particular scene, things that we could see from the entryway, it definitely just spoke to there being a great loss of life in the immediate area. So I think for myself, one of the things that I wish that if possible, would be, you don't get a warning, in the fire department, as far as, when you're going to have a bad night, when you're going to have a tough call. But I think, if maybe even, just kind of thinking back and looking at that back seat and, letting that guy know, that it could be a tough one. And just, doing that in advance as far as, versus, just kind of thinking, checking into the call mentally, look back at your guys and check back at your guys, make sure they're good. Prior to entering the scene, I think that would be, something we would do differently. When I begin to think about the amount of impacts and the emotions that I carry with me to this day from that call, I actually found myself very, very, very disturbed by this call. You never want to see children harmed, and you definitely want to see children harmed in the way we did that day, with them being taken in that fashion, being murdered. Emotions, emotions, it played a toll on me for several weeks, almost into a month. I'm a great believer in, you know, having a good priest and having a good therapist, especially on this job. And you know, I consulted with both because it was just one of those trying calls, and it was one of those ones that was devastating. You know, we went back over to that home several times to deal with family members that were subjected, you know, and to that environment, and also, you know, that were emotionally, just beat as a result of them seeing and learning of the loss of those two small babies. The impact is forever great. I actually looked up and donated to their GoFundMe. I one of my greatest regrets, I think I must have just missed it in my calendar or put it down the wrong day. But I actually planned on attending their funerals. And actually, when I showed up to the place, it was actually a day prior, so I had missed the funeral. And that day I sat in my car and I had a moment, because I wanted, you know, to remember them in a better way than the way I saw them. And that, you know, that actually, you know, is something, one of my great regrets to this day is missing that, because that was a little bit of a closure for me. You know, because sometimes you need that, and you need that for you. And I just think the impact for me has always been, you know, has been, you know, to continue to every day, know every day is short. Always, you know, love on my kids, and share the people in my world, know that I love them, and know that I care about them, and to never leave anything on the table as far as love. If love was money, I never leave it on the table, and I never let people know, or under let people know who I love, that I love them. I think that was the biggest impact. But I mean, in all, I think my biggest lesson learned would be to, you know, this is not a business where you can put your hands over the eyes of the younger guys and say, don't look at this. This is more of a business to let guys know, if you have the opportunity to, and you're going into a sticky situation, or you're going into a sticky call, let them know that you know, this could be a tough one, and you know, try to mentally prepare them for what their eyes may not be prepared for. And I think that was one of my things that I think I saw in this incident, is that I even me at 10 years, my eyes and my heart were not mentally prepared to see what we saw that day. That is one of the toughest calls, and will always be one of the toughest calls I ever run. I hope to God I never have to run anything that tough again. But, you know, I always, you know, pray for that family and pray for those little babies.
Thank you, Tion, for sharing that, and also the shout out at the end. He said a couple of poignant things. The first one, wanting to, you know, shield his guys from the horrors of that call. And so I can certainly identify with that. I've been a captain for a number of years now, and I certainly do not want any of my guys to experience some of the things I have witnessed and been a part of over the years, because I know the effect that it has on you long term. As a person, as a husband, and as a father, and just a member of your family, you know, it has an effect. And so there's a part of me that, you know, that doesn't want my guys to kind of go through some of the things, same things that I went through. Two, the realization Tion had at the end that he can't shield his guys from that. And that, you know, no matter what kind of preparation you think you have or you think you've undergone, you know, to handle certain things, even him at 10 years in was not prepared mentally to witness what he saw and the effect that it had on him. And so you may want, you know, to protect your people and your guys, but, you know, if you do this job long term, that's impossible. And so he mentioned, you know, he likes to have a priest and a therapist. Being a man of faith, sometimes I've questioned God when it's come to some of these calls. Sometimes you just want to ask God, you know, look, the innocent here, they haven't done anything. I understand some things happen to adults. You know, we make choices. Sometimes they're very bad. I've certainly made my bad choices. So you kind of can justify sometimes, you know, what happens to us as adults. But the innocent, you know, children, they haven't done anything yet. And so what did they do to sometimes suffer the fate that befalls them. But, you know, you have to keep soldiering on. And, you know, sadly enough, oddly enough, if it wasn't for the tragedies and the horror sometimes we witnessed, the beautiful things wouldn't seem as sweet. And so I just kind of learned to appreciate the good times when they are happening. And so for anybody who has kids out there, you know, appreciate the good times that you have. Never take it for granted that they're present in your life. And always remember that, you know, they're a precious gift to you. So I'm No Smoke Jones. Until next time, be safe. We'll be right back.